Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday. And on Saturdays we do this thing called, well, goof off. Then on Sunday I actually get around to posting this thing and back timing it to... It's the weekly challenge. I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. If I were to shut the heck up, you would hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line, he rules. Anyway, this is the 61st weekly challenge. The topic was selected by... Wow, stumbled on my tongue there. Woo! Keep rolling! All right. The topic was selected by last week's winner. It was Chris of Platypus Society, and he chose bowling. Who goes first? It's the winner from last week, and it's Tom of Footnote. Congratulations, Tom. It's about darn time you won one. Well, you've won quite a few, but week in, week out, it's hard at work, and this is what he's come up with this week.
Crown of Creation. I heard there's dwarf bowling down in Australia. I wonder how that works. Do you actually roll the dwarf? If so, does the dwarf have to maintain a tough profile? Or do you have restraints to maintain an semblance of roundness? Do you use standard bowling lanes? Damn, that's got to be hell on gutter balls. Gutter dwarfs. Do you have to run two pairs of shoes? If you get three strikes in a row, do you need a new dwarf? How does the split work? Is it the pins, or is it the dwarf?
Thank you, Tom. The text from Tom's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other cool things that they do when they're not here. Let's head over to the veterans and see what they're up to. Okay, let's look down the list. And Houston Keys came back. Cool. Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. Let's see what Houston Keys is up to.
Good evening and welcome to the Loserville Bowling Alley Shingles Night. Because our lanes are very clean, you must wash your balls if you want to use them. What? Pets are not allowed in the bowling alley, so please do not roll gerbil balls down the lanes. The McKinney wedding will be at 2 this afternoon, so please be sure to pick up your cups and plates in lane 7 beforehand. Thank you. As mentioned last week, parties of 3 or more cannot declare themselves a nudist colony, so lane 11, put your clothes back on. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hey, wait a minute. I use lane 11. I'm going to start bringing newspapers to sit down on. Thank you, Houston Keys. Tater Tots for the masses, everyone. Tater Tots for everybody. Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com, who does the music in the background here and would love to do the music for your podcast. I like how it came out, and I'm just pleased, is even more pleased than Punch. There's Punch, there's me, and then somebody else. But check out Guy David's story here. Here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to the 61st Weekly Challenge. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for this week.
Our manilas as balls and giraffes as beans, but the game is the same. You throw the armadillo and try to knock down as many giraffes as you can. My grandson loved this game. He would turn to me and proudly say, "Grandma Shunra, this is the best darn giraffe knocking we have done yet." There was this kid from around the block, though. Always got in the way. Used to go around the runway, running over the armadillos and making funny noises. So, I turned him into a frog.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Guy David. Oh, yes! I needed that. Thank you. Next up is Ellison of Blogged Ellison. You can find him at ellison1.blogspot.com. All the links are going to be up on the show notes. He has a new book out, collecting up all his 100-word stories, Shorts and a Wad. You can buy it from Amazon. I had the link up there in a huge image file a week ago. I need to get it in the margin of the site. I keep saying that, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll log in and take care of this, and 10,000 things. I had 10,000 things. So here is Ellison, Blogged Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 61st Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is bowling, and my story is entitled Bowled Over, a 100-word history lesson. Few people know that the modern game of bowling traces its origins to the steppes of Central Asia, to the very court of Genghis Khan, in fact. His Mongol hordes wreaked cruelty, death, and destruction on all who resisted their sweep across Asia. It was after they leveled a particularly recalcitrant village that Genghis took the head of its chieftain, now detached from its body, and, holding it by the mouth and eye sockets, rolled it down a dusty alley, knocking over a pile of villagers' bones. But it was his grandson Kubla who invented the bowling shirt. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Yes, the bowling shirt. Thank you very much, Ellison. Ah, man. We got a good crop this week, don't we? And here comes in yet another good one. It's from, he's going by the name of Rocky, but we all know who that is. It's Rocky Turok from Low Island. And, he's put down the yak stuff for a moment to record this story.
Hi, this is Ted with no particular podcast at the moment, but I'm working on it.
I'm going to do something a little different this week for the 100-word challenge, bowling. I'm going to bring in my good friend Rocky Turok. Hit it, Rocky. Bob Landy had always suffered from dyslexia. It was his love of the English language that kept him going, pen in hand, and he knew one day that he would make a difference in the world. One evening, he decided to write a song. He wrote about his love of his favorite sport. He fine-tuned and perfected every note and lyric. Unfortunately, spell checking wasn't an option in those days. Does anybody know what song Bob penned that day? A simple song about a blue-collar sport that would change the face of popular music. The answer, my friend, is bowling in the wind. The answer is bowling in the wind.
How many lanes must a man go down before you call him a man? That was Rocky, thanks to Ted. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. No, I haven't written 10,000 stories for her to read. I've kind of been busy, and ooh, it's thundering and lightning out. So here we go with Liana of Hodgepodge Point, which you can find at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. And please, if you have any stories sitting about, record them and send them her way. Okay, here we go, Liana.
Hey everyone, I'm Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Can't bring the funny because I'm rushing to get ready for the kinfolk. So here is my 100-word story for this week's challenge number 61, bowling. I'm calling it Pin to This Existence. See you later, alligator beat. For being deaf and blind, Horace has a wonderful sense of his surroundings. He displayed his masterful skills with the 9th strike since we began. Despite my careful etchings on the scorecard, he could tell I was cheating and gave me a silent warning. Then he stretched his arms and a gesture for needed assistance. Oh, very well, you win, I grumbled, taking my marker to a new surface. I'll help you find a suitable head. I picked up the ball with a drawn, menacing face and dropped it on the horseman's shoulders. His anger started our eternal chase again.
The horror. The horror. Thank you, Liana. Ooh, bowling bear. Bowling ball head is making the lightning. Henry Hudson. Henry Hudson, it was said that he was bowling up there with the 9 pins in the Hudson, whatever, the Cascade Mountains or the Catskills. And that's what was all the thunder coming off of them. Which, of course, we all know was a crock of shit. Thank you, Liana. Here we go with... There's more stories. Everybody's come back. And here comes Terrence of the Never Was podcast.
Hi, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry for the 61st weekly challenge, bowling. Another story about Raoul. The twins cried in the corner, the older of the two with festering wounds and pale skin, threw up into a pail beside him. The younger looked to be little more than skin and bones. Across the room, the oldest brother, who made the youngest twin look overweight, was the source of the twins' terror. He flicked the lights on and then off again. Raoul's fourth brother, who was a mass of muscle, picked up the nearest object he could find and threw it at the oldest brother. Raoul couldn't understand how people mistook this disaster as angels bowling.
Hi. Thank you, Terrence, of the Never Was podcast. Next up is our good old friend Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. You can find that at blacktiemartiniclub.com and Edlow Island, the center within the tower, right below the clocks, the real, unreal Black Tie Martini Club. Every Wednesday at 6, he's spinning the tunes, or at least that's what the plan is, who knows, maybe one week, you know, you'll get out a sailboat and everyone will be sailing or setting things on fire. But this is Caleb's time, and let's hand the microphone over to Caleb Bullen.
Hi, this is Caleb Bullen from the Black Time Martini Club podcast at blacktimemartiniclub.com. And if you can think of anything else that has Black Time Martini Club in it, I've probably got a hand in there too as well. You know, my dear old pappy once told me that life is like a bowling alley. You're either getting knocked down by somebody else's balls or you're spilling your beer all over your scorecard. I don't know what the hell that means, but he used to do a lot of ether back in the day. Anyway, here's a 100-word story for you while I try to figure out where my voice went. I used to go bowling every Friday night, but then the pins banded together and formed a union. Seems they were tired of the constant abuse being hurled at them night after night, and they refused to lie down any longer. Well, pretty soon the word got round, and they started hurling the balls back at us. The whole thing got so ugly they had to shut down Main Street and call up the National Guard. I learned my lesson, though, about oppression. I ain't abusing helpless pins anymore. On Fridays now, I go to a nice, peaceable cockfight instead.
Thank you, Caleb Bullen. Well, it looks like I forgot Chris Carlisle of Platypus Society. I'm always making mistakes in this thing. So here we go with Chris of Platypus Society.
Hi, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net. Yes, I've moved locations. I figured if you're going to have a vanity project, have a vanity project. Name it after yourself. So, that's where I'm at now. And, well, not anymore. I'm here for the 100-word challenge on the subject of bowling. And here's my story for the week. Enjoy. I always knew the church bowling league was competitive, but I never thought anyone would get killed over it. Turns out Brother Jarvis of the Southside Church of Christ bowling team had seen Pastor Willis of the First Lutheran Church Springfield foot fault one too many times during the league championship on Tuesday. He was gonna let it slide, but when Pastor Willis faulted on that spare in the 10th to win the match, well, that just set Brother Jarvis off. Instead of shaking his hand, Brother Jarvis tackled Pastor Willis and beat him to death with a rented shoe.
Once again, I'm really, really sorry for forgetting to put that in there when the challenge went out. So, if I need to reset the votes or whatever, let me know. Okay, well, here we go with the last story of the evening. It's Planet Z. So, step back and take your reality hat off and let's hear the final tale of the day.
No, I'm not smuggling a midget in my pants. I have elephantiasis of the testicles, giant ball syndrome. Doctor says I can get them removed and go on hormones, but I can't afford that. I'm just a working guy. I used to be an orderly at an insane asylum, but pranksters would call in asking how we kept our nuts in. Then I worked for Planner's Nuts. People were always calling me asking how big my nuts were. Now, I work in a bowling alley. What could possibly go wrong? Hey, can you hold on a second? The phone's ringing.
And there you have it. Ooh, thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Yes, click all the ones you like and then vote. You can't, like, vote one and then vote another and then vote another and then vote. No, no. You gotta select them all at once and then vote. Otherwise, you're locked out. Then, When all those votes are in, the winner will go first in the 61st weekly challenge. They will pick the topic for the 63rd, and they'll win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. If you believe that you should be getting them in the mail soon and you haven't yet, check in with me. Get me your address too. Another batch needs to go out. There's more to do at the website than just vote, you know. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they say in. Need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesomeness Podcast Ready. Don't click twice, just one click. That's all. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com, Rolling the Armadillos. We'll be back tomorrow with, I have no idea, something. Oh, and if you're in a Second Life, if you haven't figured out by now, look for Edlo Island. It's actually just Edlo, but it's an island. Canals and such. But anyway, every Wednesday at 5, there's a podcaster meetup somewhere. And then at 6, there's the Black Tie Martini Club with your host, Caleb Bullen, of BlackTieMartiniClub.com. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge and a little yesterday. Okay, it's already up. But until then, thank you for listening, and as always, oh God, the next topic. Oh God. Well, what can you do? I guess you just gotta keep it brief. Closing.